Reports show that the Defense Department contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan have been riddled with inefficiencies. The Commission on Wartime Contracting found $60 billion lost to waste and fraud. The Commission made 15 recommendations to fix that. Dav Zakheim served on the Commission. He says one thing DOD needs more of is management oversight. He spoke to Federal News Radio as part of our special report, Inside the World's Biggest Buyer.
They have made a number of bureaucratic changes. It has gotten high-level attention. And, you know, DOD has basically both, I remember in testimony before us and interactions with them and what they've actually done. They've made a difference. So they've changed things. Have they gone as far as they could? No. But have they made some steps? Yeah, you got to give them credit for it.
And that was Dov Zakheim, who served on the Commission on Wartime Contracting. The Defense Acquisition University offers contingency contracting courses that teach best practices to contracting officers before they're deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. DAO reorganized it in 2007 after DOD published an updated contingency contracting training handbook. Hal McAuliffe is the Performance Learning Director for Contingency Contracting at DAU. He says there are several things that separate regular acquisition from contingency contracting.
The biggest thing is the compression of time, the ops tempo. And we do stress this in our courses. Unlike stateside day-to-day buying, many of the requirements, you know, could impact lives and, in many instances, you know, property.
McAuliffe says contingency contracting officers, otherwise known as CCOs, also learn to become adept at buying a variety of goods and services.
Really, when you are a CCO, because of the footprint required of the forces, you really become a jack of all trades. And, you know, you're not just buying the same thing over and over again. You might be working on a construction contract today, an IT contract later this afternoon, and a services contract at midnight, and normally on multiple things at the same time.
The DOD officials say they want to keep in place the systems and organizations to support those best practices for the next contingency situation. The Commission on Wartime Contracting expressed concern that progress in contracting reform is fragile without a continuing focus. Zakheim points to Afghanistan. He says the situation on the ground is different, but the lessons learned can still be applied.
Clearly, we're going to be doing things, and there's a question, well, who's going to be doing them? And if it's contractors, who's going to be supervising them? What kind of controls are we going to have? What kind of accountability will there be? What kind of transparency will there be? In other words, the lessons that we and the special inspector for Iraq, he's written about over and over, these are not issues that are going to go away if we're going to be involved in Afghanistan for the next 15 years.
That's Dov Zakheim, a former member of the Commission on Wartime Contracting. We also heard from Hal McAuliffe with the Defense Acquisition University. Both were speaking to Federal News Radio's Jack Moore about contingency contracting reform as part of our week-long multimedia special report, Inside the World's Biggest Buyer.